ton to get into today. Normally, we talk with this guy at 9:35, but we were talking with him a little bit early on today. GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, and someone who, I don't know, he's still maybe feeling the pain from what UT did this weekend. Matt Mikowiak, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Chad. How about you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it when you can join us. You know, there's obviously a lot happening statewide. After Labor Day is when the statewide races and the statewide campaigns really start going. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But I want to ask you about Syria. And sure. As a strategist, what's going on behind the scenes and with some of the elected officials out there? I mean, there's a lot of politics happening behind the scenes, correct?
Sure. You know, what's interesting about this is, the Senate, I think, is more likely to pass it. The House is really not looking very good at the moment. You know, you have these different news organizations doing whip counts based on public statements that members of Congress and senators are making. And the House, I think, is already, when you include leaners in, is already at a majority that are against this. So where we are today is the president is doing a round robin of interviews with all the network and cable news anchors today, which is unusual, on Syria, and then he'll address the nation, probably tomorrow night. And he's attempting to really try to change public opinion because right now, you know, members of Congress are just finishing up town hall meetings over the August recess, going back today and tomorrow for the congressional session. And, you know, they're hearing 95-98% opposition to the Syria resolution. So it makes it almost impossible to vote for it. And so there is a lot of lobbying that's going on behind the scenes. You have some groups, for example, the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is very pro-Israel, is lobbying members to be for this, and it's a very powerful and well-funded organization. But again, I just think the politics of this right now make it such that there's really no cost to being against the Syria resolution. And until that changes, I'm not sure this thing's going to pass.
Well, you see a lot of articles that have come out from Politico, Daily Caller, even CNN and Fox News have had articles on this about if President Obama loses this vote, then it hurts him politically. Is that true? How does that affect the rest of? He's already a lame duck. I mean, how does this affect the rest of his term in office?
Yeah, I mean, you're a lame duck from the moment you win your second term. But there's always this question about at what point do you truly become a lame duck and sort of political effect. And, you know, I think we are perhaps approaching that moment because the president really got way sort of out ahead on his skis on this, because setting the red line, saying that he wanted to take the military strike, then coming back to Congress once the British vote failed, he's now said what he wants to do as commander-in-chief, but he's now said that he wants to wait for Congress to pass a resolution. And so can you imagine what the public opinion on Syria is going to be if Congress votes this down and the president still takes the military strike? I think it's going to be even worse than it is today, and I think it will raise very serious and dire constitutional questions. So, you know, it's hard for me to see how this thing goes forward. I think the White House desperately needs this victory, but they are very far away, I think, from majority they need, particularly in the House.
Yeah, well, what a terrible reason to bomb someone, too. We got to bomb someone to make the president look better, and that's the argument that we're getting right now. Let's take a look at what's happening statewide. MustReadTexas.com, place to go to catch up on everything that's happening. As you said, I think it was not last week, but the week before, after Labor Day weekend, it's when things really start kind of getting going as far as Texas 2014 goes. What's the latest with Senator Cornyn and any opposition out there? There's been a lot of talk, but we haven't really seen anyone step up.
Yeah, we know on Saturday, Associated Press's Will Weissert had a great story going through why Senator Cornyn has been able to avoid a strong Tea Party challenge. You know, you have a lot of other incumbent Republican senators across the country who have Tea Party challengers. And really, Corin has really been able to avoid that. I think he has two current candidates. They're both very, 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 I think, small sort of candidates in terms of fundraising and sort of experience. But we did put in the morning email this morning an exclusive that a Houston-based woman named Linda Vega is filing an exploratory committee today. She is, I think, trying to come from Cornyn's right on everything but immigration, which is an interesting thing because there's so much energy on the right on immigration, so I don't know how a primary works in that regard. But Cornyn's very safe. He's got an enormous amount of money in the bank, and I think politically he's very strong. And so I just don't see a primary coming together. And you know what? If he was truly weak, then the reality is that strong candidates would be running against him. If you look at Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, that's the position that he's in. He has two statewide candidates and a strong state senator all challenging him in a primary because they sense weakness. You're not seeing that with Senator Cornyn.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder, mustreadtexas.com. Over the weekend, Wayne Christian announced that he would be seeking railroad in the spot for railroad commissioner. That's going to be a crowded field there.
Very crowded, and I think he probably sensed that there was an opening there. Wayne's a former state rep, actually from the hometown of my fiance in Shelby County in East Texas. He lost re-election last time to a challenger, Chris Patty, who was mayor of another neighboring town. And so, you know, I think he's been, I think, active in the energy and oil and gas space the last couple of years, and I think probably looked at his field and said, you know what, I'm as good as any of these candidates are, and I'm going to give it a shot. So we'll see how it goes. I do think it's an open field for that Railroad Commission spot, and it's a race to the runoff when you have this many candidates, particularly this many candidates that are unknown and have fairly low financial resources.
What's the latest? Wendy Davis, obviously, her father passed away. I believe that was last week. She said that the announcement, if any announcement for her statewide race, would be made later this month. Is that still where we're looking at, maybe late September, as far as an announcement from her?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, she confirmed as the closing keynote speaker at the Texas Tribune TribFest, which I believe is September 29th. I think it's the 27th through 29th in Austin. I could see that being the kind of place where she might be wanting to make that kind of announcement. I think that timing and that location, you'll have a ton of media, you'll have a lot of politicos there. So I could envision that being one possible scenario, but ultimately, obviously, this family consideration was unexpected and very sad. But if you set that one aside, I generally think candidates that take a long time to make a decision about running for office generally don't run because it's an indication that there's a hurdle that they're having trouble getting over. And I just think that's my sense is that's where she is. And she said, I forget, there were so many profiles written about her, I can't remember which one it was in, but in one of them she said, I'm not going to run if I don't think I can win. And I just have a real difficulty seeing anyone credible make a case that she can win. You can make a case she can raise $20 to $40 million, which is hugely significant. You can make a case that there's a lot of enthusiasm. I don't think you can make a case that she can win. And so at the end of the day, I think she's going to choose not to do it. But a lot of other smart people think she is going to run.
Yeah, it would seem as though if she had that fire, she already would have announced.
That's right.
And we have not had that yet.
That's right.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder, mustreadtexas.com. Matt, what are some other things people can find on your website this week?
Well, we've talked a lot about it, all this political news. We're following all the races. We're following all the issues. You know, we just basically locked in the March 4th primary with the court ruling a couple days ago. So you are now in the final 6 months of this primary, and then you'll have the runoff. So we're covering all the political news on mustreadtexas.com, and your listeners can sign up for our indispensable morning email at mustreadtexas.com.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
Take care.
Have a good one. That's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Matt Mikowiak. We'll go ahead and we'll take the break. When we come back, take your thoughts, Texas political news. We'll be right back.